You're listening to SBS News.
Many parents with children who have autism feel they are being ignored and not properly supported by medical practitioners, according to a recent report. The University of South Australia report synthesised 22 international studies, consolidating the voices of 1,178 parents advocating for their children with autism. Report lead Dr. Kobe Boshoff says the research revealed internationally many parents feel first-line medical staff often dismiss their autism concerns.
When they have contact with professionals working in this area, they are saying they're not being heard, their perceptions, their observations is getting disregarded, and they have to make numerous attempts at getting people to take them seriously to actually do something about it.
An interaction with medical staff one parent in the study described as overwhelming.
It felt like you've been taken to the edge of a cliff. You've been given the diagnosis, you got shoved off the end, and then it was like, oh, by the way, we haven't got the parachute. You'll need to get that for yourself. You feel like you finally got there and you're quite happy. You're ready to fly, but then all of a sudden you don't have the rest of the equipment you need to fly with.
The results of the report were validated by Lisa Porter, who was a parent of a child with autism. She says Dr. Boshoff's findings accurately portray the experiences of so many Australian families.
The first time I read through a lot of the research that they'd pulled out of the studies, it was almost an emotional experience for me because so much of what I read sounded so familiar to me.
A notion reiterated by Autism Awareness Australia CEO Nicole Rogerson, who wasn't surprised by the report's findings.
We've known this for quite some time, that this is the experience parents and families have when they first go to the medical profession seeking answers or questions about their child who might not be developing according to plan.
Autism spectrum disorder is a persistent development disorder characterised by social difficulties, restricted or repetitive behavioural patterns, and impaired communication skills. In Australia, 1 in 70 people are on the autism spectrum, an increase of roughly 40% over the past 4 years. Symptoms are often evident in young children but vary in degrees, which Ms. Rogerson says makes autism difficult to identify.
Look, anyone's at fault here. The reality is GPs in particular, which is your sort of first port of call for families, often don't understand a lot about autism. They don't know a lot about the early signs. They kind of have to be specialists in everything, which is very difficult. And for a family who might be going to see a GP, they only have a few minutes in the doctor's office. They might bring up some concerns. GPs in the medical model don't really know how to treat autism. They may not know what it looks like, and that's where it sometimes gets missed.
Mother of a child with autism, Lisa Porter, says the lack of physical symptoms poses another challenge to autism being diagnosed.
Autism's quite invisible. There isn't physical characteristics for this disability. So originally, the symptoms can be quite subtle, and I know that a lot of parents have those sort of inklings of concern. Something's not quite right here. What's going on? And initially, a lot of the times, professionals just push that aside.
Dr. Boshoff says the lack of physical symptoms makes it even more vital medical practitioners listen to parents. She says the interaction between the two parties then informs how parents interact with medical staff from that point on.
That first contact that health professionals have with a parent who raised their concerns is actually a very powerful moment, because parents at that point, if they don't have a positive experience, they will carry on that feeling of not being heard into all their other relationships with professionals.
Moreover, Ms. Porter says as a parent, having a definitive diagnosis is integral.
Until you really know what you're dealing with, even if it's the worst case scenario, you're just sort of in limbo. So I think a lot of parents feel, although it's devastating to have that final diagnosis, it confirms their fears, and then they feel empowered. Okay, now we know what we're dealing with. Now we can get started looking for some early intervention, and we can link in with the community.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.